It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. A lot of sunshine. We are currently at 44 degrees still for a morning low off yesterday's high of 73. Looking for a high of 76 today. We're going to be back in the 90s by the end of the week. We'll double-check all of that at the close of our look at news. A man was fatally injured when struck by a truck along I-57 Saturday afternoon. Shelby County Coroner Beth Diebolt said the incident occurred just after 3:30 p.m., 5 miles south of Neoga. Diebolt said the man was out of his truck, stopped on the shoulder southbound, adding fuel, when he was struck by a vehicle driven by 38-year-old Milan Velesevich of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The identity of the man killed has not been determined. He's believed to be a resident of Mexico. Diebold is working with Mexican officials to contact the man's family. Vasilovich was cited for improper lane usage and failure to reduce speed to avoid the crash. I-57 southbound was closed and traffic was rerouted onto U.S. Route 45 at the Neoga Interchange for an investigation. The road reopened just before 10 o'clock on Saturday night. Neoga Fire Protection District and Neoga Ambulance also responded to the scene. And that's just one of a couple of incidents that occurred in the Neoga community. A semi-trailer and truck separated just after midnight Saturday morning and spilled boxes of cheese onto I-57 in Neoga. The incident occurred about a mile north of the Neoga Interchange. The truck driver, 35-year-old Peter Sekrecki of Springfield, Florida, was safely out of his vehicle and was not injured when authorities reached the scene. Apparently, someone cut him off, is the understanding. The cheese ended up in the median and into the northbound lanes. The scene was turned over to the towing companies just after 2 a.m. Saturday, and the roadway was reopened about 3:30 Saturday morning. Illinois State Police, Troop 9 at Effingham, Cumberland Towing, Murphy Wrecker and Towing, and Illinois Traffic Operations, LLC, assisted at the scene. Henry R. Seamer was elected president of Seamer Milling Company of Totopolis by the Board of Directors. That was effective August 22nd. He was previously vice president and secretary treasurer and has been employed at the company for 13 years. The 36-year-old Seamer is a graduate of McHenry University at Lebanon. A release from the company stated, part of the sixth generation of family leadership at Seamer, Henry brings a clear understanding of both the company's values and the evolving situation of the flour milling industry. He is committed to successfully building on the strong foundation established over the 143-year history of the company. For his part, Henry Seamer said, and we quote, "From my father, I've learned that true leadership rests on four essential pillars of support. First, our employees, the skilled, hardworking individuals who take ownership of their work and drive our success. Second, our community, whom we serve with the same dedication as our customers. Third, our family, the future generations, for whom we strive to leave a better world. And fourth, faith, which brings profound fulfillment and guides our path." Henry's father, Richard C. Seamer, was elected executive chairman by the board on the day he celebrated the first 50 years of his career with the company. Seamer Milling Company is a family and employee-owned company whose primary product is wheat flour milled to different specifications for the making of foods such as cookies, crackers, cakes, pretzels, batters, breading, and biscuits. They're headquartered in Totopolis. They also have mills in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and West Harrison, Indiana. Thanks to everybody who made the celebration downtown cruise night for 2025 so successful, what all with the activities Friday night and then the trip over to Greenup on Saturday and then cruise night activities Saturday night in town. Turned out to be a big event, and thanks to Tanya and BD, they were broadcasting live downtown during that event, and it was a great weather opportunity to get out and celebrate the end of summer. So although we are going to have highs in the 90s by the end of the week. But again, thanks to everybody who made the event so successful. Several meetings in the area today and tonight. The Altamont City Council meets this evening. They'll have a hearing at 5:45 at the municipal building. They plan to discuss the Open Space Lands Acquisition and Development Program, or OSLAD. OSLAD's a state-financed grant program that provides funding assistance to local government agencies for acquisition and or development of land for public parks and open space. And then the Altamont Council moves into regular business. They'll look at awarding a bid for sale of 703 Field Street, and then they have some other infrastructure matters to address as well. Again, they meet at 6, but the hearing on the OSLAD grant at 5:45. And the Altamont School Board meets tonight. Meeting time will be 6:50 for a hearing on the proposed budget for the fiscal year, and then regular business will start at 7 o'clock at the unit offices at Altamont Community High School. It is expected they'll act on the budget at that part of their meeting, and they also will meet in closed session. Could be some action regarding personnel in that session. The Lakeland College Board of Trustees meets tonight. Meeting time is 6 o'clock. That'll be on campus in Mattoon in room 11 of the Board and Administration Center. They'll look at approval of special event tuition waiver requests and look at approval of tuition waivers for non-traditional students. They'll look at accepting some grants, and they also will look at approval of a renewal agreement with Modern Campus. They also will meet in closed session, and there could be some open session action after that. That open session action could be to extend the contract of Lakeland College President Josh Bullock, extending his term through June 30th, 2028. So those matters before the Lakeland Board tonight. The Effingham Water Authority meets this evening, meeting time 5:30. They'll meet at Effingham Public Library, and beach expansion is among the items on the agenda. Usually this is the night for the Beecher City School Board to meet, but they've moved their meeting. Going to be back 2 weeks to the 22nd. They'll meet at Beecher City Grade School. The Effingham Park Board meets tonight. Meeting time is 5:30 at the Ron Deal Center at Hendlemeyer Park. They'll get a holabird and root pool report at tonight's meeting as far as how they might proceed with improvements to the pool or not. They also will review skate park bids. They'd like to get that completed, and they'll also run over future capital improvement projects. So the park board meets tonight at 5:30. And the county board's legislative committee will meet as a committee of the whole today. That'll be at 2 o'clock. That'll be at the county office building in the third floor board meeting room. A mention from the City of Effingham, North Maple Street will be closed for road construction and sidewalk repairs. That began this morning, and it extends from Temple Avenue to Evergreen Avenue, and the work is expected to continue until September 22nd, so starting today and running until the 22nd. Maple will be closed to local traffic only. Residents and businesses will still be able to access their driveways. Work schedule may change based on the weather. We'll do our best to keep you up to date. And tomorrow is the day for the mission number 75 of Landon Lincoln Honor Flight, and a total of 88 Vietnam veterans and 7 Korean era veterans from 65 Illinois hometowns are participating. They include Altamont, Casey, Effingham, also Louisville, Mattoon, Neoga, Newton, Shelbyville, and they will represent all the branches of the military. They leave at 4 a.m. tomorrow from Springfield Capital Airport. They'll be back about 9:30 tomorrow night. And you're welcome to travel to Springfield to welcome them home tomorrow night. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. We are currently hiring for technicians. We have 2 spots open for immediate hiring. We have a great facility, great tools, and great hours. The service department is closed Saturdays, so the work week is Monday through Friday. Automotive technicians of all skill levels are encouraged to apply. We pay for continued education and training, great pay and benefits as well. Thanks for considering Northside Ford, not only a great place to buy a car, but a great place to work.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month.
Offer ends September 12th.
See Home Club for details.
With cooler temperatures approaching, men, have you checked your fall wardrobe to make sure you're ready? Your closets are full of summer outfits, so you have to make room for warmer clothes. Weber Clothing in Tautopolis has new fall merchandise arriving daily. Be sure to stop in and check out slacks, dress and casual, long sleeve shirts, along with new suits, sports coats, jeans, jackets, ties, hats, and more. At Weber Clothing and Shoes, 114 East Main in Tautopolis.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Rob Brown. Let's work together to help ensure your finances keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office on Jefferson Street across from IGA or call 217-347-5888. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
A look at deaths on this Monday. We told you earlier of the passing of James A. or Jim Phillips, 87, of Deltona, Florida, but a native of Neoga. He died on August 2nd. As per Jim Phillips' wishes, cremation rites were accorded and a graveside service will be held this Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. That'll be at the Neoga Memorial Cemetery in Neoga. There will be military honors. Swengel Odell Funeral Home Neoga is assisting. Cole Douglas Hanley, 30, of Sigel, died on Thursday, September 4th. Funeral services for Cole Hanley will be this Wednesday morning at 10:30 at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Call there from 4 to 7 Tuesday evening. Maudie Younger, 101, of Mattoon, died Thursday morning. Graveside services for Maudie Younger will be Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning at 11. That'll be at the Toledo Cemetery. Barclay Funeral Chapel in Toledo is assisting. Melody L. Jenkins, 55, of Lakewood, died on Thursday. Funeral services for Melody Jenkins will be this Friday the 12th at 11 a.m. at Fairview Community Church, St. Elmo. There will be an hour's visitation at the church from 10 to 11 Friday morning. Holton File Funeral Home, Vandalia, is assisting. Visitation for Rosalie or Rose Burgess, 90, formerly of Edgewood, will be today. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today at Pagel Funeral Home in Edgewood, with graveside services to follow in Edgewood Cemetery. Funeral services for 67-year-old Mary Catherine Flock of Tautopolis will be today. That'll be this morning at 10:30 at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Tautopolis for Mary Catherine Flock. Here's a look at our forecast. Beautiful day in store. Sunny skies, high of 76, winds maybe 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 46 and light east winds. And Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high near 80. 87 Wednesday, 91 both Thursday and Friday, 93 both Saturday and Sunday. So don't put the fan away yet. Currently in Effingham, plenty of sunshine, and we are still at 44 degrees. That's off a high yesterday of 73. That's our check on news. I'm Greg Sapp.